This is Ron Moss Ministries. A lot of you might be too young to remember this, but way back in the day, the Rolling Stone, it was the Rolling Stone, had a song that was called Time is on My Side. And I thought about that today, and I actually went back and pulled the song and listened to it because I remembered it from way back when. And they would say, time is on my side. Yes, it is. And really, time is. You know, time is really, you know, what we make it. And I'm always wondering, you know, how much am I able to get done in a 24-hour day? You know, there's a time to wake up to get prepared to go to work. There's time for lunch. There's times for meetings. There's time for dinner. There's time. There's nap time. There's reading time. There's time then to go back to bed. And with all this time that's going on and all the things that we're doing in this time, which really is our own time, is how much of it is constructive? How much of it is being done where it matters, that the time that you're using is going to benefit you and hopefully benefit the people around you and hopefully do something that gets you to where you're trying to go. And I balance that out with wondering how much time that we do that's wasted time. You know, how much time that we just kind of sit around and kind of say, yeah, I'm going to do something in a minute or two. And that minute turns into 5 minutes, and that turns into 10 minutes, and it turns into 20 minutes. And next thing you know, a whole 60 minutes have went by, and that time is wasted. You know, how many times we talked about going back to school, and, you know, I'm going to make some time to go visit the sick. I'm going to make some time to go visit the elderly. I'm going to make some time to go to my child's school and start spending some time making sure that they're getting their education, making sure that they understand how serious school is. You know, I'm going to spend some time and go to church and fellowship with people. I'm going to spend some time and talk to my boss man and see what else can I do to get more of an advancement on my job, to get into a more managerial role so I can make more money, so I can have time to take my family on vacations and have time to do productive stuff, you know, in my home or in my neighborhood. You know, and it would appear that for a lot of us, that our time is so consumed that really for a lot of us, we're spending a lot of time not really doing anything. And why do I say that? Because I'm learning this, and whenever I do this, I'm using my own time. I'm using my own self as an example of what I'm talking about. So I always wonder, in the course of a day, you know, I try to set my time up where I try to get up at a sensible hour in the morning and try to be productive. I try to read. You know, there's a couple of books that I'm trying to finish. So I try to read. Now, why am I spending that time reading? Because I'm out here working with, you know, young people, particularly African-American males, trying to make my community better, trying to enhance our young brothers and let them know that they can do better and be better. So for me to do that, I have to do some research. I have to study. I have to make some time to make myself better in knowing what I'm doing. So that's part of my day, is getting up in the morning and then really spending some time on the computer, you know, doing some research. I just finished putting my resume together. Now, again, I'm telling you something that maybe weeks ago I had started talking about doing, but always use the excuse of time not to be able to do it. You know, then I try to leave work early enough so I can have some time to go work out. Because, you know, I'm trying to stay in shape. I'm trying to stay healthy. I'm trying to do everything to keep my body fit so I can live longer and be healthy. So I'm making time for me. I'm making time so I can be healthy enough to have time to help other people. You see how all this time is tied in? You know, it's like the time is tied in to everything that we do in everything that we're supposed to do to help somebody else or to do something for somebody else. Now, I want you to think about this. I want you to think about how many times you make excuses for not having time to help somebody else. How many times have you made excuses and said, I wish I can get off work and come to your school and talk to your teachers about your education? And that was when they were in the sixth grade, you had no time. Now they're in the seventh grade and you have no time. Now they're in the eighth grade and you still don't have any time. You think that because of that, the child maybe has the attitude now that you don't really care about their education, or you just don't really have any time? You know, how many times when you watch people get promoted over you, time after time, and you were trying to figure out what's going on here? Why is this happening to me? I need to make some time to get with my boss and sit down and talk to him about this. But instead, you keep saying, I'll do it next week. And a week go by, and then a month go by, and then a year go by, and you're in that same condition, in that same position, still feeling frustrated because you have not understood how valuable your time is. And once you understand how valuable your time is, you'll start using that time a little bit more wisely. How many times did you talk about, you know, reading the Bible? Oh, I'm going to make up my mind. Yeah, I'm going to start this Monday. And matter of fact, this is a new year, and I'm going to use that as part of my new year resolution. I'm going to make some time to read the Word of God. And here we are now, a few days into the month of March, and you still haven't had any time to pick it up yet. You're counting on your Wednesdays and your Sundays of going to church because you've decided that you just don't have time to read the Word of God. You don't have time to learn for yourself. How many times did you make a commitment to help somebody? And every week you got another excuse. I just don't have the time. Something came up. And you're actually the one who controls most of your time. And I think that sometimes what we need to do, we really need to do an inventory on what we do every day. And then ask ourselves, just how productive am I being with my time? And at the end of that day, if you have an 8-hour day or 9-hour day or 12-hour day, before you go to bed, you need to kind of evaluate that day about your time. How much time did I spend on my health? How much time did I spend on my knowledge? How much time did I spend serving somebody else? How much time did I spend, if I have a son or a daughter and they're in school, on making sure they're doing right with their education? Or they even could be in athletics. They could be in basketball or football. How much time am I spending? Even if it's just because of my job, I can at least ask them about it and let them give me details. Let me make some time for them. It would appear that we are all so busy being busy that we're not really doing anything constructive or productive with our time. And guess what? This is the real scary thing about all of this. One day, your time will run out. One day, you won't have any more time. And you need to think about that today. I hope that starting today, that you'll start spending more time doing what's right, not just for you, but doing what's right for somebody else. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Oh, yeah. Peace.